Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy. There's a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 68. More Racine Unified students are improving their reading and math skills based on the latest test results, which are compared to the national average. Speaking to the Board of Education this week, Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca said the review of K through 8 numbers shows a 5% increase over the last 3 years in reading. Daca said the same test results in math showed a 3% increase over 3 years.
And in the spring of 14, we had 38.5% of our students at or above the national average in reading on the MAP test. In 2015, last spring, we were able to increase that to 40.8%. And this year, we're pleased to say that we have increased to 43.8%. So we are making gains in the right direction with our reading trends.
The numbers will factor into a new 5-year plan for the district from Superintendent Lolly Hawes to be called Raising Racine 2022, an update to her original proposal from 3 years ago. Former Kenosha School Board member Kyle Flood says the board can't be trusted to correctly handle the transgender student bathroom use issue. At this week's school board meeting, Flood urged his former colleagues to allow the matter to be taken up by the voters at the annual electors meeting this fall. While not responding directly to all of Flood's comments, current board member Gary Kunick accused Flood of overreacting.
One of the great things about the fact that we live in America is the fact that you are free to be whoever you are and whoever you want to be. And there are some countries where people, if they were gay or transgender, they would be imprisoned and they would be stoned to death. That's not happening here, okay? Nobody's being imprisoned. Nobody's being stoned to death. Nobody is being denied any educational privileges based on their sexual identity.
A transgender student at Tremper recently filed a federal lawsuit against the district, and the full board has yet to consider a proposed policy on the bathroom usage issue. The Racine Public Works Committee supports a proposed contract for $738,000 with Johnson Controls to upgrade city-owned lighting for the purpose of energy efficiency, and projected savings of $1.1 million over the 20-year life of the deal, $43,000 in year one. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag pointed out that quite a few older city lights are currently out, and replacing them is more costly because of their age and the work that goes into it.
Highland Park, some of the pathways have a lot of lights out. We have to all spend a lot of money to find the materials to it. And this is going to help assist, you know, offset the cost, get the LED lights in.
The new city-owned lighting will go into places like the zoo, community centers, tennis courts, parkways, and the Lake Michigan Pathway. The Common Council has the final say on the contract proposal. After a social media firestorm, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth and a member of the country music band Florida Georgia Line say it was more of a misunderstanding than anything else, a request by someone with the group and its entourage requesting deputies not be backstage during performances at Country Thunder, which wrapped up 4 days on Sunday. The band issued a statement in response to the social media explosion and negative comments they received, which they say the request was simply about the best use of resources since they have their own security.
I'm going to do a little bit more research and see exactly what person made that request of Country Thunder management and our department, and see if we can't narrow this down. I'm hoping it's just a big misunderstanding, and we're going to work on trying to square it away.
Sheriff Beth, who said the request was flat out denied, indicated he and a member of the band talked about it, and he was given assurances they respect law enforcement. That same sentiment is on their Facebook page. Deputies were stationed backstage during the performances, as well as all over the Country Thunder grounds. Three people were injured when two vehicles collided, reportedly nearly head-on, on Douglas Avenue near 6 Mile Road early this afternoon. Flight for Life was originally requested for a victim who was found lying on the ground. However, the helicopter was canceled, and all three victims were transported to the local hospital. It appeared one of the vehicles crossed the center line and struck the other. The crash is under investigation. Meijer has announced the recall of its markets of Meijer salads and sandwiches that were sold in stores, including in Kenosha, between July 20th and the 25th. Cooked egg ingredients from a company supplier tested positive for salmonella, but no illnesses have been reported. Customers can return the products to any Meijer store for a full refund. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.